carefully.
And Don Johnson, I'm assuming in terms of your role in between now and the summer, you just would like this conversation to continue. I don't know whether you are planning to, you know, get an injunction or something like that.
No, I think that right now we're at the point where between a poll that was in the Waterbury Republican American and also another one in the Meriden Record Journal, the Waterbury Republican American was 89% to 11% in favor of leaving him alone. Over 250 people voted there. The Meriden Record Journal, over 150 people voted. It was 78% to 22. On my website, which, of course, is also unscientific, is especially my website, because I'd be willing to show the team the logs of who voted and how. I have no problem with that. I've tried to run as upfront of a thing there as possible. But we have over 500 voters, 400. It's 80% of the people who come on the site and are informed. That was my main goal in creating the site, was inform the public about the entire project. My initial reaction, and I'm going to apologize right here on the air to Dr. Bellantoni, in my initial reaction when I saw the newspaper article originally that said this was happening, I went right to the computer and I did what I tell my students not to do, what I don't normally ever do, and I fired off a nasty comment in the comment section of after the article that compared the people digging him up to scoundrels who were trying to get him drunk to reveal his secrets. And I hit send and I immediately regretted it. And then I made the website to show and to try to inform so other people weren't just having a knee-jerk reaction, but really getting the facts, understand what's happening here. And Dr. Bellantoni's been great about that. He emailed the most comprehensive answers to the questions.
I've read those emails. They are comprehensive and
right.
elaborate.
And that is what that's all I wanted. I thought, am I the only nut out here who thinks that this is that this guy should be left alone? But it turns out I'm not. And The big thing now is that people have asked me, did the public ever have a chance to chime in on this before it happened, before the court order was granted? And I don't think that had a chance to happen. So I guess my biggest question is, now that the public through all kinds of media, social media and newspaper articles and radio and this right here, are having a chance to chime in on this, would the team be willing to relook at some of the things they want to do? It seems as though the taking of the anatomical gifts and the DNA is the real hot button. The growth morphological exam is non-intrusive. It's observational. I don't think people have as big of an issue with that. But I really think that the taking of it and going into the DNA to try to extract this information. And I was wondering really if the team had considered maybe, looking at that another way.
We will absolutely consider that. And like I said, we're going to do our best to minimize any destructive technique like that. But I can't say
right now.
But we will definitely consider that.
Yeah.
And Don and I have opened up conversation together. And I have to tell you,